Hi, this is Cindy from Three Little Pigs. If you try my sauce, I know you'll be back.
Oh, Cindy, we will be back, and we are back. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. We're live at the Ultimate Sports Show in downtown Grand Rapids. This place is opening up here in about 5 minutes. You got to get down here. If you're a guy and you like to mess around in the outdoors, there's one of everything here for you to look at and try it out. But I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining The Grilling Guys. And we are at the DeVos Hall. The Ultimate Show is... It just sums it all up.
It does. It's aptly named. Hey, you know, I was thinking about this, Bob, as we're inside. Today it's going to bump up against 80 degrees. We've got world record heat here in West Michigan. And it's time to, I think a lot of people, this might be the weekend that they finally bust the grill out. You talked a little bit about cleaning it. I think it's important for us to talk about safety tips as well. And where you place that grill, where you use it, checking that tank. Let's break that down a little bit.
It's also time to get your crabicide down because it's early this year. I'm all sweating it.
Okay.
If you got your backyard, if you want to be a grilling guy and have a good-looking backyard, you got to get that stuff tuned up because you don't want to be grilling on your back deck and have a bunch of crabgrass like I had last year.
Yeah, if you put that grill away last year, Bob was talking about tuning it up, but it's also important to clean it up. If you left some grease in there over the winter maybe, easy to do with just a power washer, right?
Burn it off.
Yeah,
it's grease. Come on.
Yeah. It's fire.
You know, right. Just start it up. If you're using a gas grill, or let's say you're using a charcoal grill, another thing you got to check out, you might have left your ashes in there all winter.
Right.
Dig them out right now because you don't want them absorbing moisture. There's a lot of acids and stuff in there. It's going to eat the bottom of the thing out. But a gas grill in particular, you know, you got a little safety problem there. So you want to make sure that you're checking all your lines. If you smell any gas, shut the thing down and run down to Garrett's and go get a new one.
Will do. But, you know, the grilling guys are having a lot of fun down here at this Ultimate Sports Show. You got to get down. We've got a whole slate of guests coming up in the next segment that we're going to be breaking down.
You know what I noticed coming in here? There's like a sea of Dodge trucks outside.
There are.
K&M Dodge is like pumped up large here. They have brought in an entire fleet of Rams. I saw that Red Wings truck. Man, I couldn't even swallow.
Yeah. You know, they're actually giving one away as
are
well.
They?
There's a raffle here that you can sign up for, and they're going to give a lease away for one of those K&M Dodges. It's fantastic.
Oh, but my gosh.
Coming up next, we've got Great Lakes Salmon Guide. We've got Alan Bob Sports. We got a chef. We've got Joe Thomas from Reel In Outdoors TV. We got a guy that's going to help you make sure you process your buck correctly. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Music in the sun. I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.